Several times a year, Laramie hosts square dances that attract dancers from hundreds of miles around. Part of the draw is the hall, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer has a postcard from Laramie's Quadradangle Square Dance Club.
Okay, full disclosure, my wife and I are taking lessons at the Quadradangle. This summer, we were driving around town, getting our bearings after moving to Laramie, and the massive pine log hall made me step hard on the brakes. It was built by the Union Pacific Railway Company in 1928 as an athletic club. The UP used its expertise constructing bridges to build a 60-foot open span inside with a smooth hardwood floor underfoot.
The floor is great. The acoustics is great, and great people, and it just is a fun time.
Judy Strobel and her husband Lynn traveled from Miles City, Montana for a recent dance.
Rustic. It's kind of got a rustic appearance. Yeah.
Are there a lot of other clubs like this one?
No. This is an unusual hall. Yeah, makes it kind of special.
In many places, square dances happen in community centers and multi-purpose rooms with tile or concrete floors. Here, feet glide across the rich wood floor, and dancers are surrounded by the log hall's frontier ambiance. In 1949, Union Pacific sold the hall, called Gray's Gables. It became the Quadradangle. Today, nobody seems to quite know what the name means. The newly formed club offered the low bid, but promised to maintain UP's prohibition of drinking and, quote, rowdyism. All the same, the annual big dances are pretty lively. More than a dozen squares of four couples each follow the caller's lead. Dancers come from Wyoming, of course, but also Montana, Colorado, and beyond, drawn by the unique hall. Jerry Tietzma is from Granby, Colorado.
We love just the friendship and the great hall. The wood floor, it's a great place to dance.
But Quadradangle caller Dave Giel points out a challenge.
Our square dancing group are becoming aged, and I don't mean that to be critical, but they are. They're getting up in years, and we're not finding young people to come in and take those places.
There are exceptions, like 11-year-old DJ from Rollins, who's been dancing for about a year, and this 16-year-old.
I'm Andrea, and I'm from here in Laramie. My parents have been square dancing for a really long time, and that's how they met, and I just thought it would be good to try and get younger people in.
Andrea also does hip-hop and point dancing, but what do her peers think of square dancing?
Well, I'll tell them that I square dance, and they're like, no way. I'll be like, yeah, way. So they think it's different, but I just try to embrace it.
Yancey Allison is a caller at another club, the Rollins Promenaders. He says some people get hung up on the image of square dancing.
You know, the girls have to wear the fancy dress. I have to wear the cowboy shirt. I don't want to wear that stuff. I tell people no. In fact, I know a square dance caller that calls wearing a tie-dye shirt, Bermuda shorts, and flip-flops.
At the weekly lessons, I've found square dancing to be about more than just learning calls like the do-si-do, grand square, and California twirl. It's also about forming new friendships and being part of local culture. The hardwood floor is now 85 years old. It's had the last sanding and refinishing it can take, but it still has life in it. With renewed community interest and some younger dancers, so does the Quadradangle Square Dance Club. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Micah Schweitzer.
The next Open Community Dance is on January 16th, with lessons starting on January 23rd.